to me.
This call is being recorded.
Okay, great.
Okay, and we're both recording this, by the way. You're recording and I'm recording.
Yes, yes. Okay, so here we go. I'd like to first ask you, what is your name, please?
Sydney Green is my name.
Okay, and you like to call yourself Total Liberation Green in there also. Why do you like to do that?
Because that's my brand. Before anybody knew me from this, they knew me from a blog I had, Total Liberation, in which I talked about having three boyfriends at one time, and they all knew about each other. And the blog was called Total Liberation, Total Freedom, and that's definitely the atmosphere and the goal for this event is total freedom, which means being free from the opinions of others, which is just detrimental. So that's kind of the very short version of why I'm known as Sydney Total Liberation Green.
And why did you choose to have a sex-themed party for your birthday?
Because I'm a sexual person, and everybody else is too. It really encompasses everything everything that I love the most. I love nudity. I love voyeurism. I love porn. So obviously I like to watch porn, and the whole world loves porn, which is why it's a billion-dollar industry, why the whole sex industry is a billion-dollar industry. I love being watched, and I'm also a big kid. So the slumber party thing came in because it's something very fun about being kids. When we're kids, we don't care if people think. We walk around naked. You know, kids don't cover up until parents train them that their body is somehow negative or bad or anything. So the slumber party aspect came about because I wanted people to have a place to sleep. And it's hard to be carefree when you have to be mindful of driving home and all that. So I wanted to create a place where people could sleep over and where people could have sex. So that's why I say in the post that we're going to be able to act like kids while doing adult things, acting like children. And there's so much in store for the event that nobody even knows. Definitely going to be a child-like element in it, along with the sexuality. So I want to create a summer park where people can come. You can have fun. You can dance. You can wear whatever you want. You can dress how you want. You can be naked if you want. It doesn't matter. You can actually have a beautiful home on 4 acres of land with the lake and with its own parking lot to be in. So you know, I'm really sparing no expense with this because I don't do anything half-ass, and I'm already wealthy. So therefore, I'm used to wealthy things, and I don't like anything looking raunchy. As what you said that in your thing that it was raunchy, and I'm gonna ask you what was raunchy about my invitation.
Well, the photos to some people would be raunchy. So when I write in particular, I use an adjective that will try to bring attention to the photos and everything else. I have no issue at all with a person's sexuality. What it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I noticed that, and I was definitely going to talk to you about that. I mean, your opinion don't mean very much to me at all. But I was just curious as what was raunchy about it. I guess we got to define raunchy. What is that anyway? I guess we got to kind of define that. But what won't be raunchy is the party. Maybe it will be raunchy to some people because a lot of people have a problem with open sexuality. Like they like to be closed off and quiet about it as if it doesn't exist, as if when somebody has a baby, sex didn't happen to make it happen. People are really ignorant about that. But maybe it will be, but I kind of don't care. I know what it's going to be, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. The location is it's beautiful. I'm really, really, really happy that I got the location that I did, and it's definitely going to be elegant. And the prices are really cheap for what you're getting, and they're going up probably today because of the amount of sales that we've gotten today so far.
Well, I want to ask you, what was your reaction when you found out your party went viral with the hashtag ATL Orgy and hashtag Atlanta Orgy?
I'm not surprised about the success and the money and the fame and everything that's come along with this. I am very much into the law of attraction. I am God in the physical form. I create my life literally. I create everything. And so, therefore, when you focus and you put mental energy towards what you want to manifest, it manifests. So, you know, for the past couple of months, I've been putting energy into a lot of the things that are happening now. So I was not surprised by it. I would say it wasn't expected, but to a certain degree, okay, it wasn't. Because when I put it out, see, people, I think Bossip got it wrong. Bossip said that it was leaked. It definitely wasn't leaked. I put it out. I'm not the leaking stuff type of thing. If I was to ever do a sex tape, I'm not Kim Kardashian. I wouldn't act like I didn't do it. I would actually do it. I would have cameras in a room when I signed the paperwork with Vivid or whatever. Because I'm not, it's no shame in it. There's no need to be underhanded about it. But so I put it out. But I think when I put it out, because before this I had a strong following on Facebook. A shout out to all of my Facebook people who really love and support me, and they purchase everything that I put out. They always buy. Originally, you know, I knew that they were going to come to a birthday party of mine, so I put it out there, and I don't know, it just went crazy. I mean, I guess this millions of views type of thing is something that, you know, it did exceed my expectations, but what's going on in itself is not surprising to me, because everything I do succeeds, and I'm definitely worthy of that success, so I'm not surprised.
Well, finish this question for me. When it comes to your sexuality, you describe it as?
Oh, you're talking about gay or straight?
Well, period. Describing your sexuality. How do you describe it?
I feel like that's such a broad question. Can you narrow that down? Can you narrow that?
I'll make it as narrow as possible. Do you consider yourself straight, bisexual, okay, open to anything?
Okay. I'll answer one question at a time. Straight or bisexual? I've messed around with girls. I've kissed girls. I've gone down on girls. I've, you know, been sexual with them. But it's very rare that I do that. It has to be a very unique person. So I guess with that, I'm not completely straight, but if we're going to do it in percentages, I would say I'm 90% men. I love men. I'm going to marry a couple of husbands, and that's why it's two men in the photo, because I actually really I want more than one man. I want to marry more than one man. I've had more than one boyfriend at a time. We've all eaten dinner together. So as far as sexuality in relationships, I'm definitely polyamorous, but that's not even about sex. But I don't know, whatever you want to call that. I'm somebody who, if your energy is right, then I'll kiss you. I don't really like oral sex on women. I don't like going down on women, though. I mean, it's not my thing. I prefer to go down on men. So I don't know what that makes me.
Okay. And what type of woman would you like to come to the party?
A woman that is sick of feeling sexually repressed. She's probably middle-aged. She's probably a housewife. Or single, because, you know, she's probably in her 30s, maybe 40s. She is very comfortable in her skin. Maybe she's not comfortable, and that's why she wants to come, because she wants to break out of that. This is really for that woman who has always been sexual, who's always wanted to display that and kind of low-key resents being quiet about it and want to talk about it and has nobody to really talk about it with, because, you know, your homegirls are judgmental and so is your husband, and you definitely can't talk to your kids about it, and your parents are probably judgmental. So you really have no outlet, nowhere to go with that. And so you want to come to a party like this because we're not going to judge you. It's no body shaming. If you're a lesbian, you can come. I don't care who you are. As long as you are somebody with a positive attitude towards sex. And maybe you're trying to get a positive attitude towards sex. And that's, I don't want to exclude those people, because there's a lot of sexual repression. And you talked a lot about HIV and AIDS in your article. And, you know, no offense, but a lot of people are just very ignorant when it comes to how diseases are even formulated in the body. People, just so much people just don't know about the way the universe works. But I'm going to give a very small explanation that'll go over pretty much everybody's head. Probably 1% don't understand, but it's all vibration and it's all based on emotion. It is, you know, dis-ease, break down the word, that's disharmony in the body. When you hold on to negative emotion too long, negative emotions like guilt, fear, shame, sexual shame, worry, it manifests itself in the body in the form of headaches, you know, menstrual cramps, whatever, AIDS, diabetes, whatever, it manifests itself in that way. And so it has nothing to do with where you live. It has everything to do with how you're feeling about yourself. And so that's the reason why black women have most of the AIDS, because they're the most sexually repressed. black gay men. Everybody try to blame gay men. Gay men don't have the most AIDS, the court, everything. I think it's black women, right? I mean, I haven't looked at the stats in a while because stats mean nothing to me. But if you think about that, so it's really for that woman, and also for the woman who's already free, who wants, who's done stuff like this, and who wants to be in an environment with like-minded people. It's really time for people to stop. It's time for sex to become. It's time to normalize sexuality. I don't get how it can't be normal anyway. If you see a pregnant woman, somebody put the dick inside of her pussy. I don't know if I can say that or not. Nobody told me I couldn't talk like that, so I'm going to say what I want to say. Sex happened. Why is it taboo? People need to get over it. People get gathered and have sex all the time. There's swinger clubs all over the place. People are watching porn all the time, but the way that people act about this is the same as people... you know, I feel like, is it to me, in my mind, people may think the pictures are risque or this whole thing is this big deal, but to me, it is as normal as saying I'm having a picnic and a party, and I'm having a picnic eating sandwiches. For me, it is the exact same thing. Being hungry and the desire for sex is the same innate thing that you cannot hide, and when you suppress that, it causes you bodily harm. It causes you stress. I mean, stress. What is stress? Emotional imbalance. Stress is fear, worry, and doubt, and it causes what? Heart attacks. So it's the same thing with all these STDs you're talking about. So I would really encourage you to look up the real cause, not what the doctors say, what really goes on in this universe, and write an article on that and see maybe you can really help the world. Because it's not about any of that.
Well, how are you informing and protecting yourself and your guests from the risk of STDs at your event?
No condoms provided. We recommend you use them.
Okay. And how many people do you estimate will attend at this point?
Well, that number is up to me. The place can hold more people than I'm probably going to let in, because I have to keep in mind that people are going to be, I'm going to be providing, you know, people to sleep on the floor. Again, that's another fun thing about this. When we were kids in summer parties, we used to sleep everywhere. So I have to keep that in mind. That's still to be decided. As of now, sales are still open, but I don't know how long it's going to last. It's just up to me. When I feel like it's enough people, I'm going to stop, but I can hold quite a few. Yeah, it was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. Oh, wait. Okay, preventing of STDs. Okay, I want to address that again because that's been mainly the backlash. People are extremely hypocritical, especially Black Twitter. Black Twitter is really a bunch of idiots. Most of them are stupid. They're funny. Now, the memes that they have created about this party have been hilarious, but as a whole, Black Twitter is they're really just ignorant. It's the best word, and I feel sorry for a lot of them because they're just so uninformed about everything. But when it comes down to STDs and this whole insuring, and, you know, people saying, well, you need to provide paperwork and needs to be mental, nobody does that in their everyday life. I'm sure you've had sex with somebody. I'm sure the last person you personally had sex with, you did not take them to the doctor. You wasn't on the couch kissing. Things got steaming. You stopped it right there and took them to the clinic and you didn't do that. You just went ahead and had sex and used protection, or you didn't. Either way it goes, you didn't require any of those documents. As far as protection with this whole STD thing, I really don't believe that people being in this environment increases the chances of STDs because it's the same thing as a normal club. People go to a club, they look around, you see who you're attracted to. I like her in that red skirt. I like him in the jersey. You go over there, you talk, you decide you like him. You want to get out of here? Yeah, sure. You go to the car, the bathroom, maybe you go behind a DJ booth, or you go home. And I'm sure not only are papers required, but the only difference here is you don't have to leave. You get to stay where you are and have sex. It is absolutely no different. And so this whole talk, so it's like, Black Twitter, are you only concerned about STDs when it's an orgy? Because you don't seem to be concerned any other time, because I've never had anybody ask me for paperwork when it comes down to having sex. And you have not done that either. You have, you're part of the 0.0%. So that's really what I got to say about this STD thing. And there's no real way, and let's go ahead and just to get even deeper into this, from a business perspective, the only thing I can do for you is provide you condoms. And just hope you use them. I mean, that's just kind of up to the individual. We are adults. This is a 21 and up event. This is not for children. It's not for people who need to know, you know, you're adults. And it's a reason why swingers clubs don't have a doctor set up in the back. Number one, it's a big liability. And number two, it's another reason why they don't require paperwork, because there's really no way to ensure that. I could say, hey, look, the event is on the 10th of the month. You have to, you know, your doctor report has to say the 9th. It has to be 24 hours. Only the way to the party you could have sex raw or something and get contracted disease and bring it to the party. So it's a reason why nobody's really doing that. You can do some things, but it's no real possible way for anybody to ensure that absolutely nothing is in your system. So we're not even going there. What you can do is you can bring condoms, and hopefully if you're having sex with strangers that you don't know, then you would use protection if you feel like you need to. So that's what I feel about the STD thing.
And what would you like to say to our readers with rolling out, and to the public in generally, about your birthday party in closing?
That it is really going to be something that you've never experienced before. It is. I'm sparing no expense. I have the best chef. I have the best security. The location is on 4 acres of land. It's a lake. You can have sex outside. I really want people to connect to that side of themselves that is carefree, that is fun, that is light, that is not worried about bills, not worried about what your boyfriend did to you. You know, I really want people to be happy. And I know a key element to happiness is freedom. And I know you can only be free if you're not feeling judged, you know, and if you're not feeling like you're doing something wrong or that desiring sex is wrong. I'm a phone sex operator. I've been a phone sex operator for the past 5 years. People need the outlet of speaking. Or they need that outlet of sexual expression, because if you don't get it, that's why people are raping people. It has a lot to do with this stifling energy around sex. I want women and men, I want women and men to embrace their sexuality, love that, because it is such a powerful force in your world. Orgasm is God energy. That is God. Orgasm is literally God energy. It's so powerful. And I encourage orgasm. I want you to come. I don't care what fantasy you have. I don't care if you have if you want to pee on somebody. You can do it. It is going to be an area where you can do that. It is going to be no judgment. It's just going to be so much fun. It's just really going to be so fun. And it's really going to be for people who really want to experience something completely unique. And there's been a lot of surprises that I have not mentioned in this party that I won't. I love the element of surprise. And so I definitely think that everybody should come, but the prices are probably going to go up again. I said to the 12th, but at the rate, it's going to go up again. So I think people should come, and this is going to be the first of several. I've gotten so many business opportunities to take this to New York, to California, even London. People in London want me to take it there. So you'll be seeing a lot more of my events. But the next one that I do for me, the only thing I'll say is that it'll be a 3-day thing. It'll be from Friday to Sunday, and it'll be so many things involved in it. So I recommend you come out and challenge it. And I want people to really ignore the average, ignore the 95%, because 95% of the population are sexually oppressed, miserable, and broke. So ignore them. Really listen to yourself and say yes to yourself if this is something that's interesting to you, because nobody's going to know you're there unless you want them to know that you're there, because no cameras are strictly enforced. So that's all I got to say about that.
Well, Sydney, I want to thank you so very much with speaking to Rolling Out, and I wish you a most happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Goodbye.